Welcome back to Integrative Lyme Solutions with Dr. Karlfeldt. I am so excited about the show that we have ahead of us. We have some phenomenal information that could save lives. I am Dr. Michael Karlfeldt, and with me I have my co-host,
Tanya Hobo.
You're going to need to tune in to what's going on today. The information is jam-packed, so don't step away.
So excited. Let's go ahead and get this started. Welcome, Josie, to Integrative Lyme Solutions with Dr. Karlfeldt. I'm so excited you're joining me. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. Thank you very much.
Oh, it's great to hear. Oh, you have a lovely accent. Where are you from?
Thank you. So I'm over the pond in England in the English Lake District.
Oh, wow. Okay. So it's probably a little late for you over there?
It is, yeah. It's 1:37 a.m. in the morning.
Oh, my goodness. You are such a star for hanging in there with us and joining us so late. Well, let's
go
ahead.
I think it's important that people get their stories out.
Yes. Well, let's go ahead and just dive right into it. Where do we start? Do you recall getting bit? How long ago was it?
I've been bitten hundreds of times from being a child right up into my adulthood. So I think a number of them bites have led to numerous infections, leading to more co-infections over time. But it started way back when I was a child, when we moved to the Lake District. I used to spend my days playing in the woods, and all throughout growing up into my adulthood, I loved being out in nature and used to always come home with these little creatures attached. At the time, back in the 1980s, 90s, you know, I'd never even heard of Lyme disease. Nobody had heard of it that I was aware of back then, and all I was aware of that I used to get these, it wasn't very nice, but I wasn't aware of the complications that can arise from these little fascinating creatures that they are, although they're very disgusting.
Right.
Since learning about Lyme disease, they are actually quite fascinating creatures.
Yeah, and that's one of the reasons we do this podcast, is because so many people have never heard of Lyme. So many people don't know what it is. And even if you're the lucky one to get a bullseye rash, you got to know what it means. And so that's why we share this information. So I'm excited, you know, to have you with us and to share your journey. So do you recall when your first symptoms started and what were they?
I don't know when it was that I first got infected, but I just remember always being quite poorly as a child. Either with really bad ear infections that used to cause me to cry in complete agony. My bones used to always hurt, but that used to get put down to me being quite tall and with it being, you know, growing pains.
Growing pains.
A growing child. I used to feel dizzy a lot. And then when I hit hormonal time as a teenager, the migraines became awful. They'd really knock me sick. I'd be vomiting constantly for 24 to 48 period of time.
Wow.
As the years progressed and I aged and the Lyme and my body became overriddled with all the toxins and everything else, they became intensified. I'd be having like 3 or 4 of them a month.
So during this time in your childhood, I'm assuming that, you know, obviously your parents saw what was going on. Did you ever go to any doctors and, you know, question the different symptoms you were having?
Yeah, I used to be on a lot of medication for ear infections. The pains used to get put down to growing pains.
Okay.
As I grew into a teenager, when I used to visit the doctor, it was hormonal changes and used to get put down to them kinds of issues.
So they were kind of addressing everything,
Yeah,
but
yeah.
not putting all the dots together
No,
as
no.
one issue.
No. And then
Okay.
when I was 15, my father tragically, unexpectedly passed away, which obviously caused
A
trauma,
lot of trauma. I'm sorry to hear that.
which obviously aggravated the Lyme and everything, because I believe that when
Yes.
you go through traumatic or stressful events, then that can release. So that came a whole load of other problems, but then that used to
Yeah.
just get put down to depression. You've lost your dad, you're depressed.
An excuse for everything, right?
Absolutely.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, was there a point in time where it just all got so bad that something's wrong? Somebody's got to do something.
Yeah, well, over the years, I became obviously my body just became overriddled more and more with your immune system unable to cope functioning properly. So you become more and more sicker and sicker. But all the blood tests that I used to get done at the doctors used to become back clear. There's nothing wrong
You're super
there.
healthy, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And because you look all right as well, that doesn't help.
Right.
No,
And so, was there ever any talk about Lyme?
no, not until it wasn't until 2013 that I read an article about Lyme disease, and it was like a light bulb flashing in my head, screaming at me, Lyme disease, Lyme disease, this is what you've been suffering from for all these years. And
Wow.
that because of the amount of ticks that I had, then it was, more screaming at me. So I went ahead to the doctor, and I believe that I've got Lyme disease, and then led to years of just ignorance and gaslighting, and made to feel like it's all in my head, that it's not possibly Lyme disease.
Even when you're telling, so did they not even test you for it?
I had six ELISA tests over the years that I was trying to get help from the medical NHS that we have over here in England. Each time these tests would come back to say negative, you've not got Lyme disease. And not one doctor, I saw many doctors over this time. And I talked about the amount of tick bites, my exposure of them, my symptoms. I did is it Dr. Horowitz's
Yes.
checklist that you can do, and I scored so highly on there. I'd take that into them and they'd still dismiss me.
Oh, it's so
They'd
sad.
still yeah I had two doctors that were quite sympathetic and did believe that I did have Lyme disease, but I guess they're even more dangerous than the other doctors because they were not prepared to diagnose me on my exposure and my symptoms alone, whereas they
Okay.
should have done. But for whatever reason,
What kind of doctors were those two? Were they
just normal general medical
general
doctors.
MDs? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Because as I'm sure you're aware that, as crazy as it sounds, some of these doctors that treat Lyme, they lose their license. So,
Yes,
I don't know
yeah.
how it is over where you are, but here in the States, it's tough and it's scary as a doctor to, go through all that training and then you can't treat a patient because you might lose your license. It's everything about Lyme is so confusing and so horrible. So,
Yeah,
how did you
we're a bit.
finally get somebody to believe you? And what kind of a doctor was it?
I think over here in the UK, we're quite far behind you guys in the US regarding Lyme disease. Like, we don't really have Many, I think we've got maybe one or two in the country, what you would call Lyme literate doctors.
Wow.
But we are we're very lacking over here. I reached out to a charity, UK Lyme Disease.
Okay.
That offer help to people that are on low incomes to get private blood tests done.
Oh, fantastic.
And I wrote a bit about my story and about how many ticks and my symptoms, and they thought that, yeah, I do have Lyme disease. So they helped me get private blood tests done in Germany.
Okay.
So they ran a Lyme test and a co-infection test, and it came back to say that, yes, indeed,
you had Lyme, which you knew all along, anyways.
Yeah, absolutely.
So what co-infections, if any, did you have?
So I had Bartonella and Babesia.
Okay. So Lyme, Bartonella, and Babesia. And then, so now you have your results that you've been struggling to get. So where do you go now? Who do you turn to?
So I tried going back to
your
doctors,
MD?
With the results. They wouldn't accept the results because the results were done in a laboratory not accredited by the NHS. This time my feet were becoming more and more discoloured. They looked like blue, bruised all the time, and my cramp attacks used to just start in my feet or my calves, but over the time they'd become whole body cramps that would travel right from my tips of the toes and end up into the tip of my head. The pain was so horrendous that it actually made me pass out a couple of times.
Wow.
Not a pleasant experience at all.
No.
So I had to get referred on for biopsies on my feet, and the results had all come back clear, and it was just a nightmare.
So they still wanted to run all these tests, even though you had the diagnosis?
Yeah. They ended up diagnosing me. The doctors have told me, you have to stop thinking that you've got Lyme disease. They ended up diagnosing me with chronic fatigue syndrome and fibromyalgia.
And those two are very common to get
prescribed me
with.
Loads of drugs, which I didn't take because I knew that I was shocked, really, just how badly that I was treated on this subject.
It's just uneducated, you know, like you said.
Thousands of people whose health is not helped by Western medicine and the ignorance and lack of knowledge. It's really sad and heartbreaking that so many people have to go through so much hardship and heartache and isolation and loneliness and feeling like they're going crazy. And
you summed it all up right there. Yes. So how did you eventually get help? Did you do it on your own? Did you get someone to help you?
So I started buying books, Stephen Booner's books, and started following his protocol of herbal medicines. And then on a Lyme group that I am on here in the UK, I kept hearing people mentioning bioresonance.
Mm-hmm.
And I found a lady not too far away that offers bioresonance. So I thought that I'd go along and, you know, just see.
Okay. For the listeners, can you
explain
what the bioresonance is?
So I guess bioresonance works on the same principle of the Rife machine, except I would say that depending on what kind of bioresonance machine the person has, I would say it's more in depth at being able to pick up the different frequencies of different energetic systems that are affected, if okay. that makes sense.
Yep, absolutely. Okay, so you're doing the Buna protocol. You found someone great that was not far from you that did the bioresonance on you. And did you start feeling anything? Did you feel worse, better?
The first session that I had was a diagnostic session of bioresonance, and it was amazing. It picked up the Lyme, the Bartonella, the Babesia, the migraines, my hearing problems. It picked up everything, all the health issues that I'd had forever.
Isn't it incredible, our technology?
There. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It picked up heavy metals, parasites, everything, all sorts.
Had it all, huh?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Mold as well, because I used to live my old apartment where I lived. We had a real bad mold problem, and I lived there for 9 years. Luckily, I don't live there anymore.
Got to get out of that mold. So then did you continue with the Buna protocol and having these sessions with this lady?
Yeah, so I've continued with the herbal medicines and the vitamins and like cleaning up the diet and everything that goes along with that, and going along to the bioresonance once a month for about until the COVID lockdowns started and shut everything down.
Okay, so you were just doing that once a month?
Yes.
Okay.
And it cleared. It's been absolutely amazing for me.
Wow.
So from then until just I'm cleared now, basically. I've got my energetic system has got rid of pretty much everything. And I feel in the best possible way, in every possible form that I've ever felt in my entire life.
Wow, that's incredible.
Yeah.
So the bioresonance, so that took care of the mold and parasites and all of that?
Yeah, heavy metals.
Wow, and it's so
hormonal.
If you did it once a month, about how do you remember how many months you did that?
I'd say for about 2 years.
Okay, so quite a few treatments.
Yeah.
And did you gradually start feeling better, like from month to month?
I could feel things shifting and changing from the very first session.
Wow.
But I guess as you start like herxing and releasing, you obviously feel worse and better as you go through the
So it actually made you herx?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. And you relate that to the bioresonance or the herbals?
Yes. Probably a bit of both.
Okay.
Definitely. You definitely have to find a good practitioner to do the bioresonance. If somebody doesn't really know what they're doing, they could make somebody feel quite poorly and out of kilter. You have to be very careful.
Okay, that's a good tip.
Yeah. Because I believe that there's lots, I see a lot on the Lyme groups that there's lots of people that go out and they buy themselves Rife machines,
yes,
and all of this. But I do believe that you've got to be very careful in how you use them, because if you are very poorly and you've had all these issues going on for a very, very long time, you have to be very delicate in how you go forward, because
you could do more damage than good.
Yeah.
That's good to know. Yeah, because I think there's even Rifing Facebook groups out there. A lot of people get into that Rifing and they do it themselves. So that's a good tip for everybody. So were you on the Buna protocol for 2 years as well?
Yeah, I've kind of Pretty much, yeah. And I still take now, and I think I'm going to continue going forward forever. I'm going to continue with the Andrographis and the Japanese knotweed. Yeah, and Epsom salt baths as well are very important, I think.
Yes.
They've really helped.
I agree too.
And also magnesium. Both vitamin wise internally and in magnesium flakes in the baths, and magnesium lotions that you can rub on your skin, especially if you've got cramp symptoms or things like that. I think that really helps.
Oh, I know about the magnesium flakes, and obviously the, you know, supplements. I was not aware that there's actually a magnesium cream.
Yeah, you can also get it in a spray. And I found it helps tremendously with the cramps. If I put that on directly on when I'm having a cramp attack, it really helps subdue it.
Wow, that's great that you shared that. I know you're in England and we're in the States, but where did you get that? Or do you know how people that are listening might be able to get that?
I get it from my local health food shop. So maybe.
Okay. And we've got plenty of those around here. So we could probably, you know, if you're interested in getting that, just go to your local health food store and just ask them for, I guess, some magnesium cream or spray. That's fantastic to learn that. See, you learn something every day about Lyme. Wow. So you just mentioned the few things that you're going to continue to take. And I think that's important for the listeners to know, is that you don't just get better from Lyme and then go back to your old way of living. I think it's very important. I think that a couple of the things that are big triggers for Lyme is trauma, like you mentioned earlier, the loss of your father. Stress is a huge thing. And you really have to just focus on your diet and keeping a healthy lifestyle, continuing to detox regularly. There's so many environmental toxins. You don't even have to ingest them. They're just in the air. So, you know, I think with Lyme people, it's hard to keep those out of our system.
Yeah, I also stopped using normal deodorants and toothpaste and went fluoride free and used natural deodorants and things. Because like you say, people don't realize how toxic of an environment and a world that we live in. And if we've got Lyme, we've got to be really careful that we don't become overloaded with all these things. And also it's important not to just work on your physical health, but also on your emotional and spiritual self as well. I think that has a big part to play in it.
Absolutely. There's so many different facets to Lyme, but that's a great point to bring up, is your deodorants, your soaps, your shampoos, your detergents. All of that is, for the most part, just the standard everyday on your grocery store shelf. It's toxic. And, you know, we work so hard to detox our bodies. The last thing we want to do is continue to add in all these toxins. So you really got to take a look around your house and try to just clean up your own space, your own environment. That's a great tip. Wow. So you have been on a journey for sure. Hard to know kind of what a normal person feels like versus what a sick person, because yeah. you've been, you know, dealing with this for so many years. I bet it feels just incredible to feel probably how you've never felt before. Amazing, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Although I'm struggling, I have to concentrate on grounding myself a lot, because I'm suddenly full of So much universal energy that's been blocked from getting through to me, that I just feel so full of energy all the time that I have to take great effort in grounding myself.
And how might you do that?
Walking barefoot.
Yes.
Outside. Especially if you're near a beach, going into the ocean water, that's amazing. Even taking Epsom salt baths is grounding yourself.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, good. Well, gosh,
and also
Josie.
Another amazing thing is that all of last year, I didn't pick up one single tick.
Wow, that's incredible. Yes. It's sad to say, but amazing, you know, for where you live. Yeah. Like, I don't, if I never see another tick in my life, that would be too soon.
Yeah. Cause I even stopped going out in nature for quite a number of months because I realized it hit me just how sick they were making me.
Yeah. And it's sad and scary to be petrified to go out. We want to live our lives.
Absolutely.
Be aware. Be aware of your surroundings.
So I stopped going out. And I also heard an interesting theory. I can't remember the name of the doctor who I heard it from. But he think that you give off a pheromone, which attracts ticks to you. And I thought, oh, that really makes sense to me, because forever I go out and I'm like a tick magnet. I can walk the same paths as friends and family and they come back with none. And I'd always come back with three or four on me. And so last year I spent a lot of time outside walking and camping and wild swimming, and I didn't pick up one. So That proves that I've got rid.
So one of my personal things that I love and I will do every day for the rest of my life is I love cistus tea. It is such a great antimicrobial. I think it keeps me healthy from, the pandemic going around, just their everyday cold or flu. And somebody was telling me the other day, not certain if this is a true fact or not, but I've been told a couple of times that drinking cistus tea will actually help your body repel ticks, that ticks don't want to bite you if you have that in your system. Are you familiar with cistus tea?
I'm not, no.
Okay.
I'll have to start drinking that myself.
Yeah, I've heard that. So I definitely want to do some research on that, because I just heard it from a couple people. And so I'm not sure, you know, if the source is correct. But that would be amazing if it was, especially for you, somebody who's like a magnet for those ticks.
Hopefully I've stopped being a magnet though now.
I hope so.
I know
too.
That it's always going to be a worry in the future. You know, Lyme, it's out there.
It's always in the back of our mind, for sure.
Absolutely.
But we definitely need to not be paranoid and live our life.
No,
be aware
not.
Of your surroundings and educate yourself on Lyme and how to prevent Lyme and tick bites and so forth. So,
absolutely.
Well, you've shared a lot of great tips with us. Is there one last little bit that if somebody new is listening to this episode right now that maybe you might want to share with them?
Just always listen to your gut instinct. It's always true to you, and never let a doctor in a white coat dismiss that feeling that something's off. And also never lose hope. There is hope, and you can get better and you can heal.
That's great advice. I love all of it. Well, Josie, it's been a pleasure having you on, and thank you so much for sharing your journey with us. I'm just elated that you are feeling amazing and continue to stay away from those ticks and just stay
healthy. Absolutely. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
The information in this podcast is for educational purposes only, and it's not designed to diagnose or treat any disease. I hope this podcast impacted you as it did me. Please subscribe so that you can be notified when new episodes are released. There are some excellent shows coming up that you do not want to miss. If you're enjoying these podcasts, please take a moment to write a review, and please don't keep this information to yourself. Share them with your family and friends. You never know what piece of information that will transform their lives. For past episodes and powerful information on how to conquer Lyme, go to integrativelymesolutions.com and an additional powerful resource, limestream.com. For Lyme support and group discussions, join Tanya on Facebook at Lyme Conquerors Mentoring Lyme Warriors. If you'd like to know more about the cutting-edge integrative Lyme therapies my center offers, please visit thecarlfeldcenter.com. Thank you for spending this time with us, and I hope to see you at our next episode of Integrative Lyme Solutions with Dr. Carlfeld.